This is Denise Berkover, the Ellen Johnson 33 Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art.
Doris Salcedo is a contemporary artist from Colombia, and she often uses domestic objects such as clothing or furniture as the subject in her art making. This piece is a little unique in Salcedo's body of work. Before this piece, she had been working primarily with furniture pieces such as cribs or bed frames, like the one in this piece in the original installation. Then at some point she transitioned to working more with clothing as her primary material. So in this work, we can see it was a transitional piece in that she was using both bed frames and clothing together. On a more personal level, Salcedo chooses to use these objects because of their personal associations with people. Clothing is something that's very personal to the people that wear it. Even after people are no longer around, clothing retains the traces of their existence. In this piece, we see a stack of carefully folded white shirts that have been dipped in plaster that have then been pierced by three metal rebars. Salcedo's works often deal with the culture of violence of her native Colombia. This piece is about a particular incident in which banana plantation workers were pulled from their beds at night and massacred in front of their families. In the original installation for this piece, there were several versions of these stacked white shirt sculptures at various heights, and because of the varying heights of the stacks of shirts, it could be read as almost a kind of visual bar graph, which would serve to represent the statistics behind these mass murders, which were occurring globally as well as in this one instance. The sculpture also reads as an office spindle, as though you're filing away old receipts, each shirt representing one now anonymous individual, which then stacks up to create a terrifying view of anonymous mass death. Another element that's interesting about the choice of these carefully folded white shirts is not just that they can read as stand-ins for the anonymous male worker, but that there's this element of domesticity that's introduced into the piece. If you think about the wives that witnessed their husbands' murders, they were the ones that would have been folding the shirts, taking care of their husbands, laying their shirts out for them before they go to work. So you almost have this sense of the domestic introduced into this piece as well. In the original installation of this piece, Salcedo installed several of these stacked shirt sculptures alongside metal bed frames that were wrapped in translucent animal skins. It was a room-sized installation, and the shirt sculptures were all in one area, and then the bed frames, some of them were on the floor, kind of around there, and others were propped up against the wall, almost as though they had been upturned during an upheaval. The metal bed frames were meant to allude to the fact that the plantation workers were murdered in the middle of the night and pulled from their beds and killed in front of their families. The work shirts, on the other hand, refer to the workers themselves. The fact that they are stacked in a pile refers to the mass death that occurred during this incident. A lot of Salcedo's pieces deal with the symbolic burial of objects as a way to deal with the aftermath of violence for the survivors. A white shirt can have lots of meanings. A shirt that you would wear to work, but also in Colombia, people wear white to funerals. So white can also have a funereal quality to it. Another funereal element is created by the fact that the shirts are dipped in plaster, which serves to preserve them or bury them in a symbolic way. Salcedo always started her pieces with reference to a specific event, but she felt that after the piece was completed, it wasn't supposed to just be in relation to that one event. It was supposed to then go on and take its own life, which is also an element here, is that we have this particular story of a violent event in Colombia is being reinserted into public consciousness in a way by presenting it in a museum sphere. And here, the viewer is intended to bring their own experiences and their own interpretation to the work, and that here it's more of a universal statement about violence and its effects worldwide, and not just about this particular event, which was the source of inspiration for the piece.